Hi, it's Patrick from Intensive Care at Home, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families to improve their quality of life, and we also help hospitals saving money and resources whilst providing quality care. Now in this week's blog, I want to share 15 positive and reliable realities about mechanical ventilation with tracheostomy outside of intensive care in somebody's home. Number one. Much improved quality of life and or quality of end of life for clients and their families. Number two, peace of mind for clients and their families. Number three, choice for clients and their families. Number four, choice for hospitals and intensive care units. Number five, empty beds in intensive care that can be used for more acute patients. Number six, cutting down hospital waiting lists. Number seven, less infection risk for clients. Number eight, it's a client and family-centered care approach. Number nine, it's a holistic approach to care. Number 10, critically care-trained nursing staff minimize the risk of readmission back to intensive care. Number 11, possibilities and opportunities abound are waiting for clients and their families in their own home. Number 12. More people want to be treated at home if given a choice, even if they are ventilated. Number 13. Successful weaning and tracheostomy care is possible at home with critical care trained nursing staff. Number 14. Clients develop a regular sleep pattern at home. Number 15. Successful models of intensive home care nursing have been implemented more than 15 years ago overseas, and nobody there is even questioning that the best and the only place for somebody being long-term ventilated is their own home. It's a no-brainer. What are your thoughts? What do you think? Do you have any experience with intensive home care nursing? What other positive, reliable realities can you think of? Leave your comments on our blog. If you are a health professional in intensive care and you think you know a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy and their family who would like to improve their quality of life and or their quality of end of life in their own home rather than in intensive care, even if it's to go home for a few days, and if your organization would also like to save some money and some resources along the way, or if you simply have any questions, give us a call on 03-993-97456 or simply send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com.au. Thank you.